Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl's children celebrate Father's Day by giving him a new neck rhyme. It's a listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, as you know, Mitt Romney is trying to lose his stiff robo-candidate demeanor this time around. And he's been pretty successful, perhaps in part because of his habit of doing what when he's meeting with groups of female voters?
Oh, I wish it were copping a feel.
It's in fact the opposite.
Keeping his hands to his...
No. Reverse that relationship.
Oh, letting them grab and grope him?
I will give it to you. What he does is he pretends that they have. This is apparently a joke that he does. He pretends that people goose him.
What?
A lot of people have a standard ice-breaking technique when meeting strangers. It's very common. You might, for example, compliment their clothing. You might ask where they went to school. You might tweet them a picture of your crotch. You could do any of these things. But Mitt Romney, apparently, one of the things he likes to do is if he's posing with ladies for a picture, is he likes to jump up in horror as if one of the people around him made a grab for some Massachusetts. All right? He did this
this week.
He was caught on camera doing it this week while posing for a picture with some waitresses in New Hampshire. We're told he's done it before. Also, for big laughs, Romney likes to pretend he's a social conservative who doesn't believe in abortion rights. he's been telling a lot of jokes this week, and he's been proving he does not have a sense of humor. And we want to share this with you. This is another attempt at humor. He also made this joke at a diner. This is a direct quote of Mitt Romney. Quote, I saw the young man over there with Eggs Benedict, with hollandaise sauce, with the eggs there, and I was going to suggest to you that you serve your eggs with hollandaise sauce in hubcaps because there's no plates like chrome for the hollandaise.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez, that's just...
That is a long way to go.
So wait a minute.
A lot of jokes.
Wait a second. Wow. We're electing my Uncle Mike?
Apparently. Luke, scientists have tried to figure out for years why humans developed their powers of reason. Was it to help survive without fur or claws, to outcompete other larger, more powerful animals in the hunt for prey? Well, a new theory says that we developed our high intelligence in order to do what to our fellow man?
Oh, I feel like I'm not gonna like the answer to this. Is it about being like mean to our fellow man
in
some way?
Yes, it is.
Can I have another hint? Because I kind of already had that one in my head, so that doesn't even count as a hint.
Convince us you're right with your answer.
Can I have a hint from Peter?
Actually, her hint was actually quite good.
Oh, okay. To lie to people or to talk people into things?
Right. Basically, to win arguments. To show other people that they're wrong. That's why we developed intelligence. It turns out the reason human beings developed intelligence was not to be better hunters or better survive against other species, but to win arguments. See, the thing that's always puzzled people about human intelligence, how humans got so smart, is why humans are still so stupid. Because we continually believe things that are incorrect and behave irrationally. And so people evolved, it turns out, the ability to convince themselves they were right, even when they were full of it.
Oh.
You see, that's the explanation.
That's interesting.
Does this mean that politicians are the most evolved among us?
Exactly. So while it's true your caveman ancestor was walking around like, there was also another caveman interrupting, saying, actually, it's pronounced, yeah. Faith, this week we read about a growing trend among expectant fathers. They're having what?
Mm. Oh, that sounds lovely. I like that.
Well,
you know what it is?
Well, I'm guessing.
Well,
oh, no, it's not my question.
Act it out.
Faith, can you guess? New tradition for expecting fathers?
It's great.
Shower. A baby
yeah.
Shower.
Yes. Exactly. No, they're not called baby showers for expectant dads. They're called dadchiller parties. Known as man showers or daddy moons.
A man shower sounds really
so disgusting.
I know.
A man shower is what you get when you haven't taken a real shower in a long time.
No, a man shower...
Daddy moon is no peach, by the way.
Daddy moon?
In terms of grossness.
Here's the idea. you know that baby showers, baby showers are usually for the woman's friends to come over and give her stuff.
And they're the most boring thing that
ever
happens.
Well, you know, but you get stuff for the baby. It's all about preparing to have a baby. Dantular parties are about getting ready to lose your freedom. But to become a so there's lots of drinking and gambling and carousing,
and and the doula gives you a lap dance.
Exactly. But I am as I mentioned from time to time, I am the parent of children, and if they really wanted to celebrate, they would just do things that they're not going to be able to do once they have babies.
Sleep
for 8 hours. That would be great. Have clothes without stains.
Have sex with their wives.
For example.
Yeah.
I was just in Hawaii.
Yes.
And I was watching hula dancers, and it's so relaxing just to watch him. And I kept thinking, I bet, like, if you were a lady and you were going into labor and a hula dancer came in, it would be so relaxing that the baby would just kind of come out really easily. He's just, like, I don't know. I bet a hula dancer could get the baby out of you, like, just so easily.
Is this, is this on your new blog, Mo Rocca, the world's worst obstetrician.net?
It's just amazing. Like, a hula doula would be incredible.